This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
We're back on Your Tech Report, and I'm so pleased to be joined once again by the Canada Country Manager for Audible, Georgia Knox. Thank you so much for being with me again here on Your Tech Report. It's so nice to have you back.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be back again.
You're back for a specific reason, because there's a recent announcement. Audible has recently collaborated with Air Canada, which is so cool because you're going to be providing travelers with Audible originals. When I'm so bored of watching the same movies because I fly so much back and forth, it's so nice to be able to have something else to do other than stare and hurt my eyes the entire time. Tell me how this collaboration started. I'm assuming this isn't just something that happened overnight.
No. I mean, this is a while in the making, but we're absolutely thrilled to be able to have brought it to customers as of last month. So for the first time ever, Air Canada is bringing, you know, Audible originals and especially Audible Canadian originals to their customers in their in-flight entertainment experience. And so that's kind of in two formats and two channels that are available through them. So that's audiobooks and podcasts, and that's both in French and English. So that's really, to your point, to elevate that in-flight entertainment experience, provide really engaging, relaxing, screen-free in-flight content. And that stems from, I think, two passions and how this came about. Air Canada's, you know, real mission to be a world leader in in-flight entertainment experiences, and we're so thrilled to be on that journey with them. And our passion to get our content of both our Canadian content and our broader original content, out to listeners all around the world in as many different ways as possible.
Who reached out to who? Is that something that Audible kind of reached out to Air Canada or vice versa? Were they seeking out new content, new ideas?
Yeah, it was definitely kind of a collaboration of similar minds and similar goals, which has been fantastic. I think Air Canada in particular, we're among some really great peers in terms of the elevation of their in-flight experience, and really came to us with a great proposition in terms of what that mission is, and we were really quick to jump on board.
Tell me about some of the titles and some of the things we'll have access to, because obviously you can't fit the entire Audible library onto a plane. But how do you go about choosing the titles that are going to be available?
Yeah, great question. And I think this was kind of a while in the making, and the curation piece is key to that. So I think it comes at it from a few different areas. One, suitability for in-flight. So long haul, short haul, there's that audiobooks and podcast component, range of genres. So we have everything from, comedy, family, true crime, thriller, action and adventure, and more. And also that mix of French and English content. So across both the audiobooks and the podcasts, we have a mix of both French and English content as well. So we're catering to both listener sets.
Was the inclusion of Canadian content a big deal when it came to this relationship?
Absolutely. I think kind of Air Canada is Canada's premier airline, and us as Audible Canada, and that being our real mission to develop, produce and distribute Canadian content to Canadians and, listeners around the world. And let's not forget Air Canada, has a huge range of domestic flights, but a huge range of global flights of which this content is also available, was a core focus of the relationship.
So what are some of the titles that are your favorites that are going to be on there or that are on there now? Because this is, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I've started seeing the content there already, right?
Yes, you have.
Yeah, okay.
You have. So kind of as of last month, as of October, we have over 160 hours of content already on Air Canada flights, both domestically and globally. And I guess, some of my favorites that are there, we have kind of Sidney Crosby, The Rookie Year in both English and French, which is totally awesome, especially kind of coming back into winter and hockey season. We have a range of kind of relaxation and sleep content. And that was, both based on, you know, the understanding that people want to relax on their flights. That's a bit of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But also we did a kind of a recent survey in terms of like listening use cases, and more than 70% of respondents agreed that they want to listen to audiobooks and audio content for relaxation. So we have a range of meditation, self-care and sleep content available, and early data is showing that that's really, really popular.
So go ahead.
I was just going to say there's one more on that, which I just really wanted to call out because we're so thrilled to see how much listeners are listening to this, which is Wild Sounds of Canada. Wild Sounds of Canada is a podcast. It's an 8-episode podcast that focuses on different provinces and territories across the country, hosted by Sarika Kala Suzuki. And we are just seeing, listeners in flight really, really engaging with that content. And I think that's a mix between the relaxing nature of it, but also the chance to dive in and out of the different destinations across the country.
Are you finding people are discovering Audible who may not have discovered it before because it's now in flight?
Yes. Yes. We've definitely got a lot of feedback already about recognition of the relationship. And as part of the relationship, we're also offering a two month free trial to any Air Canada customer as well. So it's been really great to see that take up.
Well, I'm sure people are starting to listen to stuff on the plane and then want to finish it. And I don't have enough flight coming up. So they obviously want to go take advantage of that and take a listen to it as well. Because, you know, on the go is where you want to listen to your audiobooks.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So I think it's both, right? It's like continuing that great in-flight entertainment experience at home or on your next trip, or then engaging kind of, you know, with the rest of the catalog of, you know, over 750,000 of the pieces of content that we have.
It's insane that library. So do you constantly, is it going to be a constant addition every month? Is it going to be a swap in, swap out? How's it going to work?
Yeah. So we are already working on our next refresh. In fact, that's going to come up next month.
Okay.
And so I was actually kind of excited because I could give you a bit of a get the first news of some of
the exclusive
new content.
I like it. Okay,
that's
go ahead.
Coming. You get the exclusive. So we have one of our absolute bestsellers ever, Oracle, which is written by Andrew Piper and performed by Joshua Jackson, coming out next month, which is super exciting. And because we've seen such popularity of our sleep content, we have our Canadian original Sleep Sound with Noah Reid on the English side and Corneille on the French side, which are coming in as well. We also have some big multicast performances of classics. So one of those is Oliver Twist, which stars Brian Cox of Succession fame, which is really exciting. And then on the French side, we have an incredibly popular kids title, Tigala Puck, which is performed by Pierre-Luc Funk, which is coming out too. So that's just an indication of the additive content. So we are refreshing but also adding quite a bit. That's happening in December, and then a ton more to come on a regular cadence next year.
Okay, now forgive this next question. I have to ask it because if I didn't, I'd be a horrible person. How long has Audible been producing original content?
So Audible as a broader organization has been kind of producing original content now for, I'm going to say, you know, 7 to 8 years plus.
Okay.
We're kind of like innovated in this space and did a lot of original content, I think, before we even had a name for it, you know, which is, and to clarify, original content is, you know, traditionally it's been the book is produced, you read the book, you produce it in audio, and there you go. But really, original content is we're working directly with the creators and the performers to have audio first in mind. And we've been doing that for quite a long time before we even kind of like gave it a name. For Canada, we launched that original suite back in 2020.
Yeah. It's like when people ask me how long I've been podcasting, and I say, well, I've been podcasting since before it was called podcasting. It was called, you know, doing radio, talk radio, before, podcasting gave it a name. So, you know, ratio of, as you said, because there's a lot of people out there, you know, they write a book and they instantly go in and produce an audiobook version of it. Some people don't. Do you find that there are more and more titles getting the audiobooks simultaneously released with the actual books themselves?
Yes, absolutely. And that's really, you know, especially for those big titles now, that's really par for the course. So I think, for example, right now we're in a really interesting end of the year moment where we have two of the biggest celebrity memoirs of the year recently out. You've got Britney Spears, The Woman in Me, you know, My Current Listen, I have to say, you know, performed by Michelle Williams. You know, absolutely out at that same time, you know, so the news and the buzz and everything is happening, and there is a the consumer can choose, do I want to read, listen, or both. On the other end, how she got this done, I'm not sure. Yesterday, Barbara Streisand's memoir came out, and My Name is Barbara. That's 48 hours long.
Oh, my God.
Came out simultaneously with the print. But what's really cool about the audio edition is it includes exclusive music and exclusive anecdotes that are only available for the audio version, but out at the same time as the print.
That's, I mean, that's insane because, I mean, I know this recording world and I know how long it takes to record just a page of script, let alone 48 hours worth. I can't imagine that was an easy endeavor for anybody reading that or anybody having to edit that afterwards and then try to hit a deadline and try to release that simultaneously. That's just absolutely insane. Do you find that there's a draw to having these celebrity voices record audiobooks? Do you think that really makes a difference in this world? We've seen it in animation, like where they now go and get big names to try and get people into it, which I think works. Is it the same here, or do you think it's not really as important?
Especially in the celebrity memoir world, it is important because it's a unique point of difference. I think it's one thing to have that celebrity story or that notable person story and read that. It's an elevated experience to then have that person in your ear and have them actually telling you their story from their perspective. Yeah. It's a real privilege to be able to have that. And so I think where possible, there is a real connection, and you see that in the customer engagement and in the reviews.
So what's top five on your list now? You said you're listening to the Britney Spears. What's next on your list?
So listening to Britney Spears, I have to say we just released a couple of weeks ago The Downloaded. So that is one of our second most recent Canadian Audible original. So that stars Brendan Fraser, Luke Kirby, and Andrew Fung. We also have that came out simultaneously in French. I will be listening to the English version, although I like to give a dabble to the French version. I'm really excited by that, and the reception to that has been amazing. It's topping the charts across both Canada and the US right now. So that's on my list. And also what we actually released yesterday, and I loved season one of, is Mistletoe Murders 2. So Mistletoe Murders 2 is, it's like a cozy holiday mystery, stars Cobie Smulders and Raymond Ablack. And it did, I think season one or Mistletoe Murders 1 was such a standout success for us. Not only did we kind of commission and create season two, we also, which also released yesterday, adapted it for French. So really excited to get into the holiday spirit and listen to Mistletoe Murders 2.
That's amazing. Georgia, I'm so excited about, obviously, the Air Canada edition. I've, funny enough, started traveling more and more. I guess timing makes sense, right? In the past two weekends, I've been experiencing, obviously, the in-flight entertainment and noticed that there's definitely a step up in terms of everything Air Canada has offered. And, of course, having Audible up there is absolutely amazing. Georgia, thank you so much for taking the time. Happy holidays. And we'll definitely talk again soon because I love connecting with you. It's always a fun conversation.
Awesome. Appreciate your time as well, Mark. Thank you so much.
That is Audible's Georgia Knox here on your Tech Report. Of course, you can check out the website, which is audible.com/AirCanada. Thank you for being with us each and every single week. The holidays are rapidly approaching. Our gift guide is upcoming. I'll get that out. I promise. On behalf of our guests, of course, Georgia Knox and Elka Walsh, and of course, our co-host Mitchell Whitfield, I am Marco Flalo. We'll catch you on our next episode right here.
You've been tuned in to Your Tech Report. Join us again next week for another edition. And be sure to follow Your Tech Report online. Email us, contact@yourtechreport.com. Follow us on Twitter @YourTechReport. Like us on Facebook.com/YourTechReport. For the latest in breaking tech news and reviews, YourTechReport.com.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.
Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first five episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all three of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.